found an ingenious solution to his manpower problem. Now he could challenge Lady, confident that we would not jump on his back. The reason I wish to confer is that in her vision, Hong Tre saw the water rise to within 10 feet of the battlements. That would make 70 feet of water. I glanced at the old woman. She seemed to be studying me in a way that had nothing to do with curiosity. That's a shitload. There is another problem, which is, we try to calculate how many structures will rise above the waterline. Uh-oh. I see. I saw. Dejigori enjoyed a vertically oriented architecture, as walled cities do, but not many buildings overtopped the wall. And most surviving structures, even many that were partially burned, were occupied by someone. There would not be much housing available if the city flooded. Luckily for us old crew, our quarter boasted a lot of tall tenements. Uh-oh, indeed. In this area, there are enough such structures to house our few pilgrims. But elsewhere, it will go hard for the Jaikuri when the black men and their soldiers finally understand how much space they will need. No doubt. I thought a moment. Hell. People could camp out on the wall. Them getting in the way would not be a problem militarily. Still, whatever we did, life would become pure hell if the water rose that high. Presents a dilemma, doesn't it? Possibly a larger dilemma than you suspect. How so? If preparations are not initiated immediately, much that might prove useful will be lost. But if you tell Mogaba this, then it is likely the strong will rob the weak and leave them to suffer. There is now no need to exercise restraint because of potential attack. I see. Actually, I had foreseen the scramble for stores and high ground. But I did overlook the fact that Shadow Spinner, extricating himself, also freed Mogaba to manage internal frictions in a manner more to his liking. You have something in mind?
I wish to examine the possibility of a temporary alliance. Until Jaikor is relieved.
Has Hong Tre foreseen that as well?
No.
I was surprised by the black despair that collapsed upon me.
She has seen nothing one way or the other.
I brightened. A very little.
I am reluctant to undertake such an obligation,
Ki Dam confessed.
It was not my idea. It was Sara's.
He indicated the beautiful tea server.
But she trusts you for no reason she will explain. And moreover, her arguments make sense.
Hong Tre wore a bemused expression.